Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program of the folks who do, in fact, get away once in a while, our state's farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Yes, sir, once in a great while, our food producers take a day off. Last week, that day was the annual Corn Cob Open. I planned to play myself, but couldn't find my clubs. I know, should be impossible to lose a bag full of golf clubs, but the old Stockyards guy somehow managed to do just that. Oh, by the way, if you believe that tale, I've got half interest in Medicine Butte between Reliance and Lower Brule, if I'm going to sell you. Very seriously, I haven't played in 40 years, but I do enjoy watching, and I did drive over to Grand Falls for a few hours, and you know what? It was, as they say, a bit toasty, but more than 40 teams played that day and really had a lot of fun. I should mention that the staff of South Dakota Corn and Grand Falls set up the tee times for every 10 minutes, which the golfers really seem to appreciate. Have put in a word for the staff of South Dakota Corn, who made it the success that it was. They've been working on this for months. They were there from beginning to end, and I'm going to simply say, way to go. While I'm saying thank you, I want to extend a special word of appreciation to our generous sponsors. I'm not going to list them all, but you can find each and every one on the South Dakota Corn website. Let me begin with the premier sponsors, Northwestern Energy, Poet, and Syngenta. Our hole-in-one sponsor was Hefty Seeds. Our green sponsor was the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council. The scorecard sponsors were First Bank and Trust and Raven. Again, you can find the entire list of sponsors on the website. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention all of you who came with your clubs and enjoyed the day of golf. It's all of you who make production agriculture what it is, and we thank you. I mentioned the day was hot, which seems to be the norm right now, and it goes without saying, as always, hot and dry weather seem to go together. The good news, weather can change in a heartbeat, and it will. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, hey, you be careful in your work, say a little prayer for rain, and thanks a million for all that you do.